This is 7AD. All right, Ulverston's Alex Pearce will lead out the Fremantle Dockers against Collingwood Saturday at the MCG. They're expecting 80, possibly 90,000. And I'm assuming his dad, Moose Pearce, will be in the crowd. You going over?
Yeah, mate. Yep, heading over. Looking forward to it.
I'll say. Well, let's just go back to the weekend. You were over at Optus in Perth to watch an amazing game of football. And they were done and dusted and then came back and won the game.
Yeah, it was a bit like that, Darren. It was slow start and 41 points down. It didn't look real good, but he had plenty of confidence, a couple of goals to get things rolling, and that's what happened. The crowd got behind him. Obviously, predominantly Perth crowd, Fremantle crowd, and just worked away and ended up getting the win. So, amazing performance, and the crowd was amazing as well.
Right, and how'd you feel when Alex led the Dockers out in front of all those people?
Very proud. Yeah, very proud parents. He's done a great job, Well documented, his history with injuries and where he's been, getting back from those injuries and then copping more injuries. So to see where he's got to and to lead out Fremantle Footy Club in a final, it's a testament to his courage and willingness to fight on.
How many times has he broken his leg?
probably a couple of times.
A couple of times.
And a couple other injuries, but kind of not dwelling on that now, mate. That's all behind him. He's pushed forward and, he deserves everything he gets. Like I said, he's fought back from adversity and he's reaping the reward to that. So hopefully that can continue again on Saturday night.
Yeah, so it'll obviously be fully weighted towards the Pies of that crowd, so it'll be intimidating. But I'm just thinking of the atmosphere, what it's going to be like. Very exciting.
Yeah, very exciting, very daunting for the Fremantle supporters who will be there. But, not many people are giving them much of a chance. They're definitely the underdogs in most people's eyes. But, they finished fifth on the ladder. They've played some good football. They've won on the road a lot. They've won in Melbourne a lot against good sides.
Yeah.
They beat Melbourne and Western Bulldogs all over in Melbourne. So Geelong down at Geelong. So, they give themselves a real big chance. So they need to start a bit better, Darren, than they did last week. But they've all got finals experience now. So, if they can take that us against them motto into the game, hopefully they can get the job done.
Right. Have you got good seats?
Oh, hopefully, yeah. Hopefully the Fremantle Football Club look after.
Son's captain of the club, you'd think you'd get good seats.
No, all the families normally sit together, so plenty of family going over as well, Alex's family, plenty of them going over, and a few live in Melbourne, so a couple of his mates, so there'll be a good contingent there watching him.
Awesome. Well, we're all watching at home, no doubt, cheering him on. I think a lot of people on the coast have adopted Fremantle as their, if it's not their first team, adopted the Dockers as their second team, including me. So I'm backing them. And so if they win, they play Sydney, right?
Yep. Play Sydney next week if they can get over the line.
All right. Well, first things first this weekend. Now, just locally, the NWFL Grand Final Saturday, Wynyard and Devonport. What do you reckon?
Yeah, going to be a tight game, this one. Devonport, obviously, reigning premiers from last year and been the form team all year, but Wynyard have done a great job. They lost a lot of players, mainly to Yoller at the start of the season, and their depth was going to be tested, but, Beauchamp's done a great job, and Kent Jackson down there at Wynyard, and their form of late's been really good. And even though I missed last week, talking to a couple of people, they reckon it's the best they've seen a side.
Right.
Side playing NWFL for a couple of years. They were that good last week. So they weren't far away against Devonport last time. They led a three-quarter time and Devonport overran them. But, maybe this time they've got a few games under their belt. They're taking some form. Devonport's had the week off. So I think Wynyard a real chance of getting a win on Saturday.
Yeah, it'd be a great game. Just back on Alex. So he re-signed this year. So how long's his deal for?
He's got another 3 years after this one, so which is good, bit of stability.
Yeah.
And, his future's pretty well mapped out at 3-0 for the next 3 years, which he's more than comfortable with.
Yeah. All right, mate. Thanks for having a yarn, and enjoy the game Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. We'll enjoy it if they can get the win, but looking forward to it immensely.